It's not a holiday for Afghans waiting by the roadside, hoping to be given a job. 40 years of war, economic decline, severe poverty, and the worst drought in decades has forced many Afghans onto the streets, not knowing where their next meal will be. Aurangzeb has been without work for months. The bricklayer's resorted to begging out of desperation, while his children try to sell plastic bags.
I used to earn good money, but now there's no work. The change of government's made the situation a lot worse. When we go door to door asking for help, we're kicked out. Sometimes I'm just looking for a piece of bread.
The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan last August forced nearly 750,000 people from their homes. The UN's refugee agency says the country is facing the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
Aid has lined the pockets of the occupiers, the US and politicians, for more than 20 years. And now the aid they're giving, like a sack of flour or 5 kilos of oil, can't cure the pain of our country. We want them to assist by providing job opportunities and economic relations. Afghans are drowning in the oceans to get to Europe and dying in the snowy mountains of Turkey just to find work.
The United Nations estimates that more than half the population, 24 million Afghans, are facing acute food shortages. That's a 30% increase from last year and one step away from famine.
You know, when you meet people like I have when I'm out across the country that tell me that they've never had to come to WFP before for food assistance, their lives have just been devastated with the loss of jobs. Unable to feed their children. And I've never seen a situation deteriorate as quickly and as at the scale that I have witnessed over the last 8 to 9 months.
Last month, UN launched the largest aid appeal ever for a country of more than $5 billion. And the UN appealed last week to the United States to end its freeze on Afghan foreign assets. Aid agencies say if they don't receive international support soon, then Afghanistan's hunger crisis will go from bad to worse, and then they'll have to choose between who gets one loaf of bread or two. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.